Welcome everyone, welcome to another News and Focus program on Sunday morning, October 20th, 2013. The time is 8:11, just 19 minutes before we go live here at BereanBaptistChurch.org. You can watch our live webcast every Sunday morning at 8:30, 10:45, and 6 p.m. on Sundays Eastern Time. London action over gay ads on London buses. London action over gay ads on London buses. This is being brought to us by the christian.org.uk/news/legal-action-over-gay-ads on London buses. A Christian group is taking legal action Transport for London for repeating a gay ad campaign on buses in disregard of comments from a high court judge. TfL, that's Transport for London, has allowed a pro-gay and ad campaign group, Stonewall, to be displayed on buses, but banned an ad with an alternative view. In a previous high court case, a judge said that the decision was inconsistent and partial. The case is currently on appeal. Challenge. But transport buses have allowed the pro-gay ads to reappear before the Court of Appeals has decided the case. This has sparked a fresh legal challenge by the court issues trust supported by the Christian Legal Center. The pro-gay ad by Stonewall tells people who disagree with homosexuality to, quote, uppercase G-E-T, get over it, exclamation mark, end quotes. The ad for the Christian Counseling Group states, not gay, exclamation mark, ex-gay, post-gay, and proud, get over it. Ban. Earlier this year, Boris Johnson, Mayor of London, urged TfL to ban the Core Issues Trust ad. The judge in that original case, Mrs. Johnson-Lang, said TfL's decision to allow one advertisement but not the other was inconsistent and partial. That case is being appealed, but before the outcome is known, TfL have once again allowed the Stonewall ad to run. Well, therein lies the issue. That's enough. That's the real issue. If, in fact, anyone says anything that seems to indicate that they are opposed to the gay lifestyle, they are immediately branded as hater, bigoted, unchristlike, unloving, etc., etc., etc. But if you have an ad that says, some people are gay, period, get over it, then we just need to get over it. I mean, that's just it. We just need to get over it. Doesn't matter what God says. Doesn't matter what the Bible says. It doesn't matter what's practically beneficial for society. It doesn't matter what side effects are of that behavior. We just need to get over it. I mean, we just need to recognize that some people are born with a gay gene, and this gay gene cannot be overcome by the power of the gospel. They are locked into an irrevocable course of action, and they must be gay for the rest of their lives. And there's nothing that can be done about it. They are gay, and we just need to get over it. And if you speak against it, be prepared for an onslaught of hate, an onslaught of you're gay and you're just in the closet and that's why you're speaking against this. Certainly you couldn't be heterosexual and have an opinion that would be anti-gay. Where gay is not defined as the human being, but the behavior. The behavior. Which is exactly what the Word of God does over and over and over again. It prohibits the behavior. More and more and more people are being convinced that there is something genetic that creates a propensity that cannot be overcome by the power of the gospel. And it's incredibly disheartening because it suggests that there is a sin that the gospel is not sufficient to overcome. And that's so unfortunate. Because we do not do that with anything else. We don't do it with thievery. We don't say, I'm a thief. Get over it. I steal. Get over it. I will take what isn't mine. Get over it. And yet we have decided that there is such a thing as being born gay, and Christians all over the world just need to get over it. It really doesn't matter what the Mosaic Law says. It really doesn't matter what Paul communicates. The fact of the matter is, Jesus never said anything about it, and because we can't find anything in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John about it, then we just need to get over it. But I want to tell you that if that's the criteria that we use, if that is the criteria that we use, whether Christ said something about it in Matthew, Mark, or John, we are in a mess. Perhaps I'm wrong. I could be. But I'm unable to find anything in which Jesus do not watch porn. Do not watch pornography. Don't watch pornography. I can't find anything like that. Send it to me if I'm wrong. PASR@bbc@gmail.com. I can't find anything at this point. And so does that mean that because we cannot find anything that Christ said, do not engage in sexual behaviors with animals? Christ did not say, do not engage in sexual behaviors with children. And yet, certainly, there isn't anyone on any side of the fence suggesting that that's okay, is there? But in this particular case, people are gay and we just need to get over it. And that's the direction we're going. And this is in London, but it's a message that's pervasive in America. And what I want to tell you is that essentially what they're saying is, don't worry about what the Word of God says. Get over it. Don't worry about an allegiance to Scripture. Get over it. And this message is straight from the pit of hell. It comes from the God of this world who has blinded the eyes of all who are, in fact, endorsing or participating in this lifestyle by either acts of omission or commission. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Tune into our live webcast in just a few minutes or at 10:45 or at 6 p.m. or check out any of the sermons that we're preaching through the Joshua series. Have a great day.